Good morning, Orville. Today's Tuesday, 4th of January, and studio are Andrea and Yahalom, volunteer from India, and some children. Right now it's raining on 24 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is a chance of rain with thunderstorms later on, and the temperature range from 23 to 27 degrees Celsius with winds from northeast by 14 kilometers per hour. Today is also a new moon and a solar eclipse. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see a German movie, The Adventures of Prince Ahmed, made in Germany in 1926 by director Lothar Ringer, and it is animation in German narration with English subtitles. Considered by many to be the first full-length animated film, this is an amazing piece of cinematic history. Reiniger's mesmerizing work is taken from the Arabian Nights. A young prince named Ahmed embarks on a series of great adventures, including uniting with Aladdin and the Witch of the Fiery Mountains to save beautiful princess. Produced in Germany, this color-tinted film utilizes laboriously cut-out silhouettes to tell its story. Tomorrow at the same place and time we can see Bébé, Babies, made in France in 2010 by writer and director Thomas Balmes, and it's documentary in English and various languages with English narration and subtitle. The film charts the simultaneous early development of four babies from different parts of the world, illustrating what makes human life unique, similar and precious wherever it occurs. Training his camera on newborns Haiti from San Francisco, Ponjawa from Namibia, Bayar Jaga from Mongolia, and Mari from Tokyo, Balmes captures everything from first screaming breaths to first steps. At Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the advent of the new year, we will see an Indian reconstruction of the opera Orfeo. Orfeo in India is a collaboration of Dutch director Miranda Larkveld with Mrs. Malika Sharabi and her Darpana performance group from Ahmedabad, India. Taking the opera Orfeo as a starting point, Miranda Larkveld, Malika Sharabi and composer Ned McGowan have created a performance in which European and Indian musicians, singers and dancers are equally present. Raki Peshwani, a young and upcoming visual artist, has created the design for the show. 4 days Tai Chi workshop started on Monday and it will last until Thursday, 6th of January between 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. at Niamaste Outdoor Dojo in Repo Community. Tai Chi Chuan is a martial art from China which has its roots in the philosophy of the Tao Te King from Lao Tzu. The movements are flowing in a slow dance which expresses the fluidity and the power of the different states of the element water. The Yang style is too particularly devoted to an extreme grace and beauty in the execution of the form. Each movement has a name and represents either the position of an animal or a natural action, mixing the two universal forces of yin and yang. A regular practice regulates the flow of the qi, the life force energy, and releases the stress or blocks accumulated through our modern and hectic life. Tai Chi is meditation in motion leading to a quiet and peaceful mind, where useful in times of emotional upheavals. The different lineage or masters throughout the centuries have given birth to numerous of styles and forms that are essentially reflecting the same original teachings. You can contact them on info@niamaste.com for information. The mother in her wisdom had envisioned that the first necessity for the villages around Orville is health. The Orville Health Center has provided health care to everyone and anyone who has come here since 1969 when the first facility opened. The health center has now been closed since 26th of December 2009. An essential service is not available in a time of need. The staff of Oroville Health Center informs the community at large that they have discussed at length and they decided they must reopen this facility at the earliest. As such, they will reopen for limited hours from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. with effect from today, and they sincerely hope that the new year will bring greater harmony. Oroville Electric Service Team informs us that the Tamil Nadu Electric Board has revised the 2-hour power shutdown schedule from the existing 10 a.m. to noon to noon to 2 p.m. from January 1st onward. Ashish Joshi at Savitri Bhavan will lead tomorrow evening between 3 to 6 p.m. the Integral Yoga of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, the inner workshop, which will be an introduction with multimedia presentation on the basics. In this introduction, the focus will be on significant life of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, overview of the Integral Yoga and its practice, meditation, concentration, consecration, references books, spiritual significance of flowers, and the advanced session will be held on 8th of January at the same time with mastery over nature, movements of energy, understanding the mind vital, alive and obedient, and body awareness. Specific to the workshop, explanations are given using various film clips, pictures, tables, charts, and guiding concentration. In On Thoughts and Aphorism of the Mother we read, "See God everywhere and be not frightened by masks. Believe that all falsehood is truth in the making and truth in the breaking. All failure and effectuality concealed, all weakness strength hiding itself from its own vision, all pain a secret and violent ecstasy. You do believe it firmly and unwavering, in the end thou wilt see and experience all true, almighty, and all blissful. By tireless constancy, in effort and faith, we can unite with the divine conscience, which is constant and perfect beatitude. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourreligio.org.